felt the wind blowing. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? So much for having a form of godliness. We're getting the real thing. All right. Praise God. It's good to see everybody. And it's really good to be a part of what God's building and not man. And it's good to see what gets off on our children. We can learn from them, I think. Oh. That caused a little buzz in here. I'm laughing because Shanique texted me that she had a dream and she gave me the short version. And I texted Shanique back. I said, do you think she would want to share that today? I didn't know she would be scared, you know. I wasn't sure. Oh, my goodness. So I really think that, you know, you prepare what you think you're going to prepare. And we're learning to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because really this is his day, his hour, his way. You know, we can't get in the way. This is his house. He's the governor and ruler. He calls the shots. And just like in the quote, you know, it takes us a long time for God to shrink us down. So the Holy Spirit can have rule and reign, not just the service, but our lives. You know, he has to shrink us down. And so I'm just like very careful of what office we walk in, because we have to live that and then share that as well. So you want to prepare, but then you can over prepare, because it's really his deal here. And so we're starting to, by the way, the worship team, thank you this morning. Amen. Let's thank God for them. Derek, they left you out. Derek, thank you, Derek. Pastor Cheryl, you did so well. This time, anyway, Pastor Cheryl. Is she in here? Oh, is she back there? Okay. I'm giving her a hard time. So we're creeping up on this spiritual life. And we're learning how to let him rule and reign, and that's the only way it's going to go. If we learn to give him all the room and to follow him and to bow. When you get in the spirit and in the music today, you just want to let it go and go and just worship, because really, and the songs, if the silent rocks cry out, why can't I? You know, that has to mean something to us. You know, we were created by this God of ours even before we knew anything about ourselves. And so we have to be careful to give him room. And, you know, what really destroys us is a lot of times this is our overconfidence in religion. And before we know it, we think we know how this thing should go. And we don't know how to bow. And so there's most necessary in the modern church today is the spirit of humility, the spirit of contrition. There has to be a contrition in our hearts. This is the bowing down that was spoken of earlier. This is God makes everything and we made nothing. And he's made of everything and we're made of nothing. And This is allowing the Holy Spirit to foster his life on the inside without our interfering in it. This is why a child can get a dream about walking on water. What is God trying to talk to us about here? If we get in the spirit, by the way, I love that song, in the spirit we're alive, in the spirit we can fly, in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. It's God's drawing card. Get in the spirit. Learn to walk in the spirit. Allow me to govern your life from top to bottom, from side to side, allow me to do everything. And then, you know, it's like we ministered last night. And I probably need to bring this up. You know, and Kristen in her dream, she said she felt this wind blowing. See, we have to be very, very sensitive to the wind of the Spirit blowing in our lives and allowing the wind to govern our steps. You know, we overplan when here's the wind. And the one thing I said last night was, this is how the church was born, by wind. Remember in Acts 2 at Pentecost? There was a rushing of a mighty wind, right? Without the wind, and the result of that, you know, 3,000 people got saved. Not by Peter's preaching, but by the wind. Not by Peter's preaching, but by the wind that was blowing. That silent wind. And so here we are, a people that's starting to gather back the things of God by the Spirit of God and allowing the Spirit of God to take rule and reign over everything. See, we have to learn that, like she said. We're learning how to walk on water. We're learning to let the Spirit, because listen, remember, know this, the church is in a spiritual decline. Just get that. The church in general is in spiritual decline. It's no different from when Israel went away and they went into decline. So the church right now is in spiritual decline. And so all the laws that Moses gave him, all the feasts and everything like that, they sort of started getting very formal, and no, there was no spirit with them. The church is in spiritual decline today. Right? This is why we have to have dreams about walking on water and such, because the church is in spiritual decline. And so we have to keep talking about the life in the Spirit. This is why we have to keep, and that's why we like the song, you know, in the Spirit I'm alive, in the Spirit, right? Because without the Spirit, I'm not alive. When God speaks, obey him, right? And love him. But you see, there has to be this restoration. And remember, just like when the earth was in Genesis 1, there was void. It was a void and it was formless. It then took the Spirit of God to move on things. And so just like the church is kind of, there's nothing going on, it's going to take the Spirit of God to move on us. And so we learn to allow that to happen in our lives. And we learn to start to hold the spiritual line, and we learn to grow spiritually, and we learn to sing the song spiritually, and we learn to pray spiritually. Because only he can restore us. So we're in decline, and only he can restore us. So I'm just going to talk about us. I'm just going to talk about PWM. I'm going to talk about us as a group and us individually. It takes the Holy Spirit to restore us back to the life that he wants. We hardly even know what it looks like. We hardly even know what it looks like. All we know, here's what we do. We look around and see what's going on. We see, you know, what the churches are doing. And we say, well, that must be what we need to be doing. And that may be not the furthest thing from God's mind of what the church is. So here we go back to contrition. Something has to get broken on the inside of us. Something has to be crumbled on the inside of us. Our own sense of self-worth, our own self-confidence, our own self, that God has to break down so the Spirit of God can start to have control of your life. And when he starts to have control of your life, your worries are going to cease. We learn to walk in love. It's all him making things happen from above. I say, you know, here's God coming from above and have a rushing mighty wind, not on the disciples or the apostles, but in Pastor Cheryl's life. A rushing mighty wind comes. And her real church life begins. You know what that wind does? Here's what you got to see. You know what the scripture says? God kill us and he makes alive. So first the wind comes and kills you. So you go into the prayer room to pray. God said, come on in here so I can kill you. Because before you pray, I got to kill you. Right? Because you're going to pray what you want. Not what heaven wants, see? What is he doing? He's restoring the church. He's restoring the church. We want him to go out and do a whole lot of stuff. He said, no, I'm going to start with you. I love this stuff in scripture. I love, you know, we have this thing about how in the Old Testament Israel fell astray. Right? The other week somebody said, and I didn't really realize it, but you know, this what Ichabod, right? The glory is gone. And I remember, you know, you learn about that in Bible school. You learn about Ichabod in Bible school. I didn't learn about it in me. I learned about it in Bible school, about the church and about Israel. You know what it is now. Spirit's gone. See, we have to get a revelation of what's going on in our own lives. Sometimes they're hard. They're just hard. But he knows how to give you hard stuff in love. You know, this ain't to wear you down. This is not to wear you down, you know. Here's what he starts to tell you. The greatest grace comes in the darkest times. The greatest grace comes when we're in our darkest time. You know, in a dark time, son. What are you talking about? You're in a dark time. And so he points me back. We're here in the process of restoration. I'm talking about the church style nowadays. I'm talking about what's happening in our midst, where the Holy Spirit now is starting to get control again over everything. Just like he created things from the beginning, and whatever was created couldn't say to the creator, I didn't want to be like this. Right? So he's breaking us down. He's bringing in a contrite heart, where you know what a contrite heart does is get you down, you stop trying. And God stops to do all the work. And that's the spirit that's starting to become a part of this house right now, a part of this family. We don't mind being low. We don't mind taking the back seat and letting God do what he's going to do. We don't mind. God, you do your work, right? I mean, we're not passive and like Christian said, we're not idle, but we're only active in him. Holy Spirit, you do the work. But we do recognize the church is in descendancy instead of ascendancy. We recognize that. And allow you to do your work. But first you have to recognize it. You know, you can't help an alcoholic until he admits he's an alcoholic first step. I'm just a social drinker. I only drink when I'm alone or with somebody. The mind gets warped. It takes a light. Before that happens, you can't help them. You understand? You can't help them. And so even with Christianity, people who are doused in religion, you can't help them. You can't help them until a light comes on and they see themselves as they are, the way God sees them. So your biggest breakthrough is when God gives the light, a revelation where you see yourself like he sees you. When he shows you how you are from heaven, not what man says, you know. See, man always has a little secret motive. God's got love, and love shines a light. It takes the power of God. And so here's what's going on. This is what I keep trying to get to. Here's what's going on in this house. And you can feel it in the worship today. How the Spirit started to take over even the worship. And the words to the song now have meaning. They have meaning. What that first song you guys sung about? If the rocks or the So will I. So will I. I'm no better than the rock. And here's God, and I'm going to say it like this. Here's God secretly behind the scenes. It's like there's a wall up there on Mountain Road. And then behind that wall back here, God secretly grooming you in the spirit. He's secretly doing it. You know, sometimes we want to try to express to people outside of here what's going on, and you don't have the words. You don't have the words because there's a, because he's got us in this, he that dwells where? In the secret place. Thank you, Derek. Not a coincidence, it's on Mountain Road. See, I hope you can hear your pastor this morning. So people are not going to understand you until God releases you out into doing something else, right? He's not finished with you in the secretness yet. He's not finished with you yet, see? See, church tradition said you're supposed to be going out and doing stuff. And God said, wait a minute. I'm not church tradition. Stay with me in a secret place first. I will show you when to go. Where to go. I'll blow the wind. I'll blow the wind. And here comes 3,000. You keep trying to get 3,000 by church doctrine. Trust me. By the way, the Cannon's secret place will be in later this month, right? The secret place over the Cannon's house. It's a secret cannon. Good day. It's a secret cannon. It's a PWM word. He that dwells in a secret place. So the first thing, here's why you have to stay in a secret place, because the church is in decline, right? It's in spiritual decline. So I have to pull a remnant into the secret place and put my word back in them and put my spirit back in them and restore them first, and then I release them out to restore my church. Thank you, Brent. Here you go, Brent. Come on. She all up in there. Let's let him do it. We invite you to the cannons. We invite you to the cannons. Why? Because the Spirit of God's going to be there. We love Derek and Shelley, but we're going to meet with the Lord in the secret place. Can y'all hear me? We're going to meet with him in the secret place and let him keep killing us and making us alive and preparing us for what he wants, not what we want. So forget about church titles and church this cards and all that stuff. Forget about that. We're under the Holy Spirit tutelage. Definitely. But see, that's where the contrition, because nobody's going to tutor you until you die to yourself. You got your own tutor. Your tutor is you. I have to keep saying that. You know, whenever I said, God, I think I'm starting to get rid of me a little bit. as soon as you say that. Great day. I didn't see that one. This is PWM word. See? I can tell you that Michelle Cannon is praying for everybody that steps through that door. I can tell you that Derek Cannon has been here at 3:00 every morning for the last couple of weeks. I can tell you that the Lord will be in that house. See, remember back in Acts, how did they meet? They met house to house. There wasn't a formal religious setting that gets you back in the natural. It's a secret place. We learn how to abide in the secret place. I don't know about you, but I want to be where the Lord is. I want him to teach me. Because I don't know how, I can't teach myself. Only he can teach me. But then there's a spiritual restoration that's coming. And just like in the scriptures in the Old Testament, the children of Israel went into Babylonian captivity. Why? Because it was Ichabod. The glory had gone. You know, and his God saying, okay, y'all don't want me in there. Sure, they still had the Bible. Sure, they still had programs. Sure, they still had the look of religion. Sure, they still had it all. They had priests and, you know, the high priests, and they had all that stuff. You know, they had that. Those are the ones that killed Jesus. Remember, they had all that? They had all that. Just like the church today has pastors and all that. It ain't no different, guys. But then God has to pull somebody in a secret place because it's Ichabod. And all that pastoral thing is just a front. There's no spirit there. There's no secret place. What secret place? What secret place? We got Sunday morning. We got, you know, we got radio. We got TV. We got tapes. What else y'all do now? Podcast. We got everybody does it now, right? Listen, I got a word. We're in a secret place. Well, I can teach you. And remember, when God's restoring things, it's only a small, it's a kind of remnant. So here's the children of Israel. See, this is directly related to us. This is what I'm trying to get to you guys. There's a remnant when they were in Babylonian captivity, and there's weeping and crying and, you know, woe is us, what happened, you know. God's not good. Well, it wasn't God's fault. But here's God's raising up a remnant. What is a remnant? A remnant are those people who obey God, but also, because everybody obeys, everybody say they obey now, but a remnant is a people that lose their lives and let the Spirit take over. And there's a spiritual revival that's starting to shake the land. And the wind is starting to blow. And the kids are starting to walk on water. And that is nothing. Listen, you can't teach Kristen how to walk on water. If the Spirit's not in dominance, there's nothing going to happen. Of course, Gloria had the same vision at Outer Banks. What's this water walking thing? I can't wait to get over the cannons. I have a scripture in Nehemiah up there. This is Nehemiah. Nehemiah is pulling a remnant out of Babylon. He's going to restore what was lost in the church in Israel. So they read from the book of the law of God, translating and explaining it so that people understood the reason, understood the reading. I wish I had that other version up there. So they read the book of the law of God, translating and explaining it. And then that version that I meant to put up here was that it said this, that they would get a sense of what the Bible, what the scripture said, a sense of it. They weren't just reading. Here's this remnant coming out. and they're getting a sense of what the word was. In other words, it's not just intellectual. It's a sense, a revelation of what it meant. Is that the sense? King James says, so they read in the book distinctly and gave a sense and caused them to understand. Okay. So when the Spirit of God's in charge, Rob, when we start reading, we start understanding. You know, I read the Bible, but now I'm getting a sense that in this a distinct sense on what it really means this time. I'm not reading by my own way. I think I know how to read in my mind. The Spirit of God's with me, and he's giving me a sense. That's been missing out of the church. We say we love the word, but there's no spiritual sense that's coming. And so we keep doing what we do. So when the sense comes, okay, and so I'm going to pray for Derek. When the sense comes, when you read it, something happens to your heart. Something happens to your conscience. The word of God gets down deep inside. Derek, when you come, the word gets down deep inside and it changes something in my conscience, right? It brings me to a sense of contrition. So Derek will read, and the Holy Spirit now is in charge of his life. So he's not just reading, but he'll get a sense of what that word means, and he'll be able to explain it from the spiritual side of it. Okay. And now he wants to read all the time because I can't get enough of this sense that I'm getting. It's a sense from another realm. Now those scriptures on that page are living down in here. My consciousness gets changed. Contrition gets broken. See, listen, this is all by the power of God. This isn't by your knowledge of what the scriptures mean. The power of God now is doing something deep in here in the heart and the conscience. He gets the sense of it, and he's able to explain it in a way that he never explained it before. Amen. Okay. It's by the Spirit, right? In the Spirit, I am healed. In the Spirit, I am real. In the Spirit, I'm alive. In the Spirit, I can fly. Thank you. Not because I read it and understand it here. It's because things are being restored the way they were at creation, where I read it by his Spirit. I have a sense of the revelation of how the earth was created. Just by reading the word. I read Genesis and I go back to when he created. I got a sense of it. I don't have just head knowledge anymore. It's alive to me. This is how he started restoring. It wasn't an outward obedience. It was an inward sense change. I start reading this word. This is what, you remember what Job said? I want your word more than my, I need your word more than I need my necessary food. Why? Because the sense it gives me is so strong. It's bigger than natural food to me. It's Nehemiah coming out. Okay, we're going to get back at this thing. And you better believe in captivity, he was laying before heaven every day. And the Holy Spirit, give the Holy Spirit, you got to do this. You know, this the church is in decay, but only the Holy Spirit can bring it back. So he starts with Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike picks up the Bible. So, you know, nothing wrong with Bible reading programs, but if it doesn't give you a sense, it can put you deep in religion. See, y'all can feel Derek, can't you? Something happened on the inside of him. Why? Because, listen, when PWM touches Derek, the Spirit touches Derek. In the Spirit, I'm alive, Denise. In the Spirit, I can fly, Denise. In the Spirit, he's real. In the Spirit, his word is real. And it's able to divide between soul and spirit. His word is able, it's a sense. It's just not academic. See, you go to Bible school, they're going to teach you courses academically. You come to PWM school where the spirit's here. It's inside. You're going to get a sense inside. Well, I'm going to live and not die. I get a sense of that. Man. We're getting our senses trained. Right, Hebrews? We're getting our senses trained. Getting, right? We start to get our senses trained. Our spiritual senses are coming under training, six. They're coming under training. Our spiritual senses denote the difference between good and evil. I don't know it in my head anymore. I depend on my sense in my heart from the Holy Spirit. So when we read the word, it puts a sense in there. And then Pastor Cannon says, okay, let's read Monday too. Let's read Monday too. All right? And Pastor Cannon says, let's read Tuesday. Forget about my natural food on Wednesday. Now we can say, okay, read. Read. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. That's a good one. I make myself laugh. But see, that's just tradition, right? You a reader? Oh, really? Watch the word pick up here. Watch the word pick up here. See, on the second day, all the heads of the father's household of all the people and priests and all the Levites were gathered before Ezra the scribe to gain insights, right? Gain insights into the words of the law, divine instruction, something underneath the knowledge of men, something deeper past the mind of men, insights to the things of God. So whenever he started reading, keep going. They found written in the law how the Lord had commanded through Moses that the Israelites should live in booths or huts during the feasts of the seventh month. And the entire assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and lived in them. Indeed, since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that very day, the Israelites had not done so, and there was great rejoicing and celebration. Did I have one more? I hope I did. I didn't. The sense of the words coming back. Just 18. Okay, also 18. Also, day by day, from the first day into the last day, he read the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly. Okay, I'm going to read verse 18. Also, day by day, from the first day into the last day, he read the book of the law. They had a reading week from the first day to the last day. Every day they came together. All we're going to do is read. It's like we came together here, assembled together. We're just going to read. And I'm telling you, you already know what I'm going to read. But because the sense is there, oh, can we do this tomorrow? They had a reading. They had a week-long reading. And they grew exponentially. Why? Because the sense of it was down deep inside. Watch it get stronger here. Watch, you know, God told me to read today. And watch the sense that we get. Watch Cannon read a chapter and expound on it and all of our mouths drop. Doesn't matter if we heard it before. Because our spiritual senses. This is all the process of restoration. You know, one of the first things that God's going to restore is the word. That's one of the first things. Somebody said, we got Bibles, we got television programs, we got, you know, all this and that, you know, but we still don't have the word. We have no sense of it. Watch God restore it. Watch Pastor Love. Watch Pastor Love when she ministers. Watch Pastor Love when she ministers in August. I gave her 3 months or whatever. Why is this going to happen? All because the Holy Spirit just gained ground that he hasn't had before. And he can't gain it until he can kill you. I hope I'm not saying that to offend you, but until he can decompose you and self. And he's going to gain ground and start restoring in this secret place. So don't despise the small things. Don't despise the secret place. God's going to do some things that are strong, much, so much. You know, God can do some stuff. Man, if he made the worlds. We're getting to the place where we're not going to know ourselves. Because his spirit's going to take all the control over us. I said I wasn't going to say much, so let's just watch this happen. Watch the spirit continue to take over. Watch the word of God come alive. Watch us become so glad when we have tribulations. Because when we're weak, he's strong. And we want to watch his strength and let him see, give his glory. Watch this stuff happen. Watch the songs continue to pick up with Roz and Stan and Derek and Dre and Shanique and Mike and BJ. Watch. And it's just to enjoy the ride. I love this spiritual stuff, right? Love this spiritual stuff. I'll tell you, I can give Cannon a mic right now. Because when the Spirit gets a hold of you, you become a different person. I really love Shanique's daughter up here. Well, they say she's a little honey. Amen. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Humility, dreams and visions. We're having them already. I wish I could share some of this stuff. Dreams and visions. There's growth already. Let's just stay where we are. Amen. I thought let's keep going together. Anybody want to say anything before I close? I don't know what else to do this morning. Yes, would you? Come on.
Did you perhaps think it strange that Nehemiah or Ezra read the book of Deuteronomy and the people didn't understand it? It's because they no longer spoke Hebrew. They've been in Babylon for 70 years. Where have we been for 70 years? We've been in the world. And that's why we don't understand the word of God when we hear it, because we've been in Babylon.
It's really quick. So to all of my parents in here and to those that are my teachers, the kids are talking about the life of a scribe this month. Damn. So, yeah. And bye.
Ezra was a scribe. Ezra was a scribe.
This is just by the Spirit to encourage you to come out to life in the Spirit. And we all are connected by the Spirit. But what Elder Ron just said just blew us away, because on Wednesday, we learned so much, but Wednesday we just said that he talked about the soul, and that the soul has been close to the world longer than it is to the spirit. So just bam, bam, just bam.
Recognize what God's doing. Recognize what God's doing. Recognize what God's doing. Recognize what God's doing. Who else? Who else? It's that kind of day. Come on, come on. Yes, please.
It's been really rough trying to stay up. In the back, intercessory prayer this morning, we were talking about the fivefold ministry, and I can't even think of your name. Joyce had this vision about the fivefold. And we were all sitting there, and she said, there's four, but there's one more that needs to be in the middle. She said, we are the north, south, east, and west, but there's one that's in the middle with power that's going to shoot out. It's like we're going to shoot out. And so, like lightning. And so the sense, God showed me that He has to get that fivefold ministry together. And we have to come under one accord so the sound that He wants can come forth. So until we get that fivefold ministry, which is in this church and prevailing word, there's a sound that God wants to hear, but it's in unity for Him. So as you were talking about the sense, it's the sense that God has that He's putting on us so that we can go out with the sound.
That's right.
With the sound, so that people can grab hold of the kingdom of God.
Amen. 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 People can grab a hold of the kingdom of God. Spiritual. That's a spirit, very spiritual thing. Shelly, you can get a pass.
Thank you. Going back to that baby sharing her dream, my son used to say, "Listen to the child." Anyway, on the way here, we were running late, and I said, "Lord, I hate to be late." And I was telling my husband on the way here that I had a dream that our apartment had flooded. So then when she got up and started telling about her dream, you know, I'm like, "Oh, God, this is amazing." But I almost forgot to tell him the dream until he told me that our stairwell behind our apartment was flooded. This is, you know, true. This part is naturally flooded. And so I said, "Thank you for telling me that. Now I can show you the dream I had about our apartment being flooded." And then I was telling him that on the way here. And then the baby gets up and start telling about the flood. And when she said, because she believed, and the other children had to be taught to believe. And going back to Pastor ministering on the senses, God is teaching us to be sensitive. He's teaching us His senses. He's teaching us the fivefold ministries, you know, and it's starting with obedience, prayer, you know, and love. And got to be so sensitive, have to be taught to be so, you know, sensitive that we don't keep making the same mistakes over and over again, that we're, you know, God is redeeming time. You know, He's trying to catch us up quick, you know. So we got to learn and we got to believe.
Stop. Your spiritual senses now starting to really rock. It's the spiritual sense. You know, Your mind can never get it. I'll catch you. Well, come on, real quick.
My mom was telling me that a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. God can give you the feelings on stuff that you can learn from. Good. Or you can void, like, he'll give you the feelings if something ain't right or something wrong. Mm-hmm. He'll make you feel if it's right or wrong.
Good. That's perfect. He'll make you feel. Sense. Just sense the knowing, the sense. This is why Jesus could say what he said. I'm the Son of God. It's because that's the sense and the reality that God gave him. You speak what I give you like that. But it's our senses, guys. We go more by our copying and trying to replicate than the original sense that we get. Who else? It's your morning.
Amen. I just want to say that, you know, I think about the Outer Banks when you had stated earlier about Pastor Gloria had that sense, right? Mm-hmm. She had that sense about walking on the water in the Outer Banks. Right. And out of the obedience that you shared that, this is what was birthed from the Outer Banks, from the mountaintops, land before God. So if something is being birthed in Richmond, when we was in North Carolina, into the children and to each and every one of us. That's why the message today is all about this house. Because God is lifting us off the earth, taking us to another realm to understand what we believe in going to go to knowing. Our knowing is going to take us to a place where we walk on this water, then substance and everything else that the enemy is trying to hold us back from will break. So now the senses that's inside of us, like Pastor was saying earlier about the senses of the fivefold ministry. Right. When those gifts begin to operate, because we're going to be dead to self, right, by the Spirit. So when the wind blows, we can only be moving by what the wind blows us to, right? And 90% of the time when the wind blows, he's going to blow you down. It's going to be a manifestation of something that's going to be taken out of us. Versus us being taken up or really going out into the world to compare. No, it's going to take you down so he can get the glory and he will send us out. So thank you, Pastor Gloria, for your obedience. The word obey. Because you obeyed, I see the senses of what God is doing in the house out of your obedience. See, because she's the mother. There was something birthed from the mother in North Carolina so we can receive what God is saying. It's always going to be a birthing every day in our life. Something going to be birthed. Right? Even though you don't even know that you're pregnant, male and female is going to give birth to something from the heavens.
Good day, P. Good stuff, Shelly. Good stuff, P. Who else? You know, this is, you know, this is, I think, more like when they met back then, that it just wasn't one man, that everybody had a revelation, everybody had something to share in it. You know, we came up with the one man show kind of thing. We came up with that, with the Pope and all them, and the pastors doing everything. It just got us in trouble. Who else? D, I know you got something, D. Come on. No, you good? Okay, I know. She going to come after service. She going to text me later. She going to text me. Oh, yeah. Did you find it? Oh, did it? Hebrews. Can you put Hebrews 5:14 up there, Dre? And then we'll let it go. But I do feel like these are spiritual insights, right? I do feel like there's something else out there. new living. And then we'll read that. Who else got something? Bernadine. Who else got something? Rainy. It's a good day in the kingdom. God's working in our spiritual senses to humble us and bring us back up. That's the only way. Our senses. Sooner or later, we're going to have a week of reading. And you guys not going to want any chicken or a steak. Yeah. Hallelujah. Like somebody said, I love this house. I just want us to read this scripture. But strong milk belongs to them that are full age. Strong meat, rather. Thank you. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, right? Here's the Holy Spirit saying, I need to start exercising your senses, which means it's not going to make sense to your mind. This is our growing course. This means we're growing. The Holy Spirit will not let me go until somebody, something else is out there. Who's got it? Right. You know, if that point to D, yeah.
But I keep sensing the killing. That's what you're saying. He's going to kill us so that we can live. And so I keep sensing that God is going to kill us in all of our stuff and our junk, so that the power that he has put inside of us can be released. So it'll be released within and come out.
Good stuff. You did good. Welcome to the kingdom. The soul's going to get out the way so the spirit can come alive. Okay, so everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in this serious word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritually mature. We're maturing. This is what the Father has been looking for. Who senses, not mind, not academics, but your spiritual senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is normal good, morally good rather, and what is evil. Everybody got it? We're being child trained by the Father. Watch him work down inside. All right, I got to go, but somebody still got something, but I got to go. Senses are trained by practice. We lack practice. So when the Holy Spirit blows on your spirit and on your conscience, you have to obey, you know. He may say, go do something. You may sense you need to go do something, or you may sense you need to not do something. But you have to start going by your spirit conscience, not your mind, and not your religious education. Right? Yes. We got it. Hold on a second. We need to get it in the recording.
Bless the Lord. The whole time you were speaking about sensing, what kept flashing back to me was some studying and research I was doing about the sons of Issachar, the tribe of Issachar, and how they sensed and discerned the times.
Finally. We have to sense the times. what time are we living in? We're living in the time of church decline. The church is in decline. You've got to know that. You've got to know that. It's in spiritual decline, like the sons of Issachar knew the times. See, it's real easy. It's real easy to just follow the times in the natural church. It's easy to flow, do what they do in the carnal church. It's easy. It's just easy. The crowd's doing it. Everybody's sort of, you know, there's more man-made than spirit-made, and it's easy to follow the man-made stuff. It's harder for your senses to be trained, see? And the sons of Issachar knew. They knew the times. You've got to know what time you... See, everything is against you for your senses being trained. Everything is against you. All you got to do is figure it out. The times. The church is in decline. Thank you, Sylvia. That's an important word. Are we going to get to the Cannon's house and buck the trend and go further in the spirit? Watch what happens. Amen? All right. I need a prayer closer. I need a prayer closer. Felisa. Thank you for that reaction, Felice. We love you. Well, I hug you first. You know the Lord's inside of her.
I even tried looking down.
That was your giveaway. So here's what happens. I have a sense in my heart that Valisa needs to close. I just go by my senses. I have a sense. I had a sense that we couldn't stop the service until Sylvia spoke. I just have a sense. Now, I knew it was at another person, but my sense said it was over here somewhere. I knew it was over here, and I had to keep myself from looking, because if I look, I'll try to go by what my eyes see, right? But I had a sense it was over here. So I had a sense that you're supposed to pray. And just, it's no big deal. We're all family, right? Amen. Amen.
Okay. I also sense that this is going to be short. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for this time that we have together. Thank you, Lord, for the fivefold ministry and how it is so important that we need the fivefold ministry. Father God, teach us the sound and teach us the unity that we need so that we can go out and we can just flow in your spirit, Father God. And like the song said, in the spirit, you are real. And you're just real. You just real to us. And whatever your will is, so will I. If the rock can cry out silently, so will I. Because I am no better than that rock. And I just thank you for having the opportunity to worship you just because of who you are. Simply because you just are the I am. I thank you, Lord, just for being I am from infinity to infinity. I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.